In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This isn't about football. This is having 10 kids and not wanting to be home.
Remember, it's not just... He's got a couple older kids, too. He's got, like, a couple, like... I'm talking, like, preschool-age kids.
He's running a whole daycare over there. Like, If I was him, I can't... I have a hard enough time with two kids. I can't imagine 10 kids.
I thought it was the other thing. I thought it was he has 10 kids and they ain't cheap. I got three kids, and I'm like, should I get a second job? Do I need to pick up a shift at Wendy's? I don't know. I can only imagine what 10 kids and in California?
You see the schedule of your three kids?
What'd you say?
The schedule of your three kids? Now imagine the schedule of 10 kids.
Yeah.
That's got to be insane. I would want to go back and play football and not worry about anything either if I were him.
Well, remember.
I'd be creating football leagues to go play if I were him.
When he played football, he could be like, babe, I got a football.
Who brings home the bacon? That money doesn't grow on trees. I got to find a way to do it.
And now it's like, honey, whose money is accruing interest in the bank account? That does not fly.
I'm convinced he wants no part of actually playing football. He just doesn't want to be around his 10 kids because that's hard.
You'd rather be just savagely beaten up in the NFL because you're slow and old than like... I don't know, with math homework.
And so that's the reality that's going to hit him. He is going to take all sorts of gruesome sacks and still get up and be like, that was better than what I normally do on Sundays. And that's different.
I didn't have to burn any pancakes today.
Omaha! Try to get the Mickey Mouse-shaped ears on the pancakes, too. It's a whole thing. Headline, Philadelphia Inquirer today. Eagles' Jalen Hurts hits his low point, which begs the question, should he be benched for Tanner McKee?
Yes. You should do it, Philly. Don't be cowards.
Now, that was an all-time bad. As a Jalen Hurts defender, yourself can admit, the two turnovers on one play is something I hadn't seen before, but that was an all-time. That might be Jalen Hurts' worst performance I've ever seen.
Hot take, it should count as one turnover. He turned the ball over twice.
He did turn it over twice.
No. The turnover led to one drive.
As someone with the Chargers defense, I'm very confused as to how I only ended up with like 9 fantasy points off of that performance.
I'm going to tell you, it's Cameron Dicker helped
me. Kept him under 20.
I got a 30-point lead on Darryl going into week 2 of the first round of our playoffs.
They had 4 interceptions. They caused a million turnovers. Jalen Hurts looked as bad as I've ever seen him. Now, Saquon did have a nice day for himself.
And then he is also on my fantasy team, so we appreciate
him long,
that.
Took him long enough.
By the way, I know the Eagles are broken, and they know they're broken because they were far too supportive about this after the game. AJ Brown was like, "Yeah, man, it's on all of us. These things happen." And I was like, "That bunny broke you. That locker room bunny broke you."
What I tell you yesterday, we knew the bunny, the vibe bunny existed, and we both jumped off of them for that game. Like you don't see a vibe bunny and think this is going well. Something weird is happening though. It's almost Russell Wilson in Seattle type vibes, where it feels like why do all his teammates not like him?
Why does he get along with nobody? So I think with Russell Wilson, I think it was because he was corny and kind of a goof, right? I think with Jalen, I think he's a psychopath.
Something's happening. Okay, but something's happening. They all don't like him, and anytime anyone speaks out, including like AJ Brown the other day, nobody comes to his defense. Nobody backs up his corner. Like he has put on a masterclass of something weird is happening here, and I guess no one just wants to really do a deep dive yet to figure it all out.
Listen, when he is balling out for whatever team needs him next year, could be Cleveland, could be the Jets, whatever, Philly fans are going to look really stupid, but I like that. Omaha! Justin Herbert and the Chargers, as you mentioned, got the Monday Night Football win over the Eagles. And after the game, ESPN's Laura Rutledge attempted the customary post-game interview with a winning quarterback.
There that sealed this game for you guys to get this win?
Yeah, the defense played incredible. You know, they came up with so many big stops today, so proud to be able to play for those guys. And the way they compete down in, down out is really fun to watch.
We know you were dealing with a broken hand tonight. You gutted it out. You were hit multiple times. How are you feeling right now?
Feel pretty good. Thank you.
All right, so that's
it
turns
sounds
out,
better on the air than it did watching it.
I was going to say, it sounds absolute. You missed like the actual point at the beginning of it. My bad. I should have known this is radio and not video. However, Justin Herbert basically trying to run away from the post-game interview with Laura Rutledge. Is it a bad look?
For Justin, it is, yeah. Like, you're the winning quarterback. You know how this goes. You've been in the league for 6 years now, whatever it is. You make $250 million. Like, this is part of the deal.
Also, I'm just trying to celebrate the win with my teammates. Buddy, it's a week 14 win. Well, you didn't just win the Super Bowl.
But it also takes you 25 seconds to do is the other part of this as well. And so, like, I'm not going to fall in line like everybody else and make it seem like Laura Rutledge is some kind of, like, superhero for
like
pulling
this
off.
She's a saint.
Yeah, that got a little overboard. I think
we can admit. She did a good job.
She did a very nice job at asking those questions
and
even after
being
flagging
polite
them.
And patient.
She did a fantastic job. She's not like a saint now. Like, I mean, it's like, can we put it in some proper perspective?
Yeah.
It's still, at the end of the day, it's still... You did your job. Congrats. I'm happy you did your job, but like, let's leave it there.
Also, to the people who are like, media, just harassing players. It's like,
that's her job.
This is the most common thing that happens all the time. This idea that you can't criticize an athlete because you wanted to be one growing up, get your head out of your ass.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
I was thinking about some of the worst sideline interactions. All right, Juwan Jennings addressed the Browns players' assessment of what he said while he got his chance to talk to the 49ers media. Here we go.
Thought it was just a lot of talk, honestly. Just think they wanted some attention. I do know it ain't that bad. That's what I do know. I'm going to just keep it to myself with what I said. I know it wasn't that bad, and he knows that. It's funny. If he sees me to smack me, maybe I'll find out that day.
I really want to know what he says.
Sounds like a real hoe to me.
The Browns made it seem like he said the worst things imaginable. I'm led to believe he still did.
If you don't say it, that's a hoe move. We got a double hoe going
here. Was that the follow-up? Well, tell us what you said then. If it wasn't that bad, you could probably say it into a microphone, right?
I was inclined to believe with Shelby Harris when he called him a hoe in the first place.
Sounds like Shelby's being sensitive, according to Juwan Jennings.
I think we got a double hoe move here. There's the thing you
hoe
said.
Hoe on hoe crime?
Yeah, it's a double hoe. Not a hoe. I would never call Shelby Harris a hoe because I don't want to get the crap kicked out of me.
That was my Santa.
No. Juwan Jennings is not simply a hoe. It's a double hoe. There's the hoe move of talking smack, saying something people didn't like, and hiding behind your offensive line. And then there's, I didn't think it was that bad. I'll keep it to myself, though. Okay, hoe.
So he's like a chocolate pastry? He's a double hoe? He's a ho-ho? You liked that one.
Yeah, no, I did.
He hated that one, but he also liked that one.
But where you led me, and I'll tell you off air, where you led me was going to get me in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
Lee Correctional Institute, a max security facility in South Carolina, has a drone problem. Recently, guards intercepted a drone dropping off a package of marijuana, cigarettes, steak, crab legs, and a can of Old Bay. If it's not weapons or hard drugs...
This is for Jameis Winston?
If it's not weapons or hard drugs, I think the prisoner should be allowed to keep the drone drops. Grade the take.
Wait, so they dropped this off to a prisoner?
No. They were trying to drop it to prisoners.
Two prisoners. Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then the guards intercepted it.
Well, yeah, that's the guard's job. The guard's job is to intercept it. You think if it's... What is the
hard drugs.
So as long as it's not like acid,
no
we're
weapons.
Fine. Yeah, okay.
But if it's just an ounce of herb...
Well, there goes the prison. Prison commissary, though.
Yeah, okay. I don't care about that.
Like, the whole prison system is built on the idea that we're going to pay you 10 cents an hour to work for the rest of your life, 8 hours a day.
Yep.
And in that 80 cents that you get, you then use 35 of it on the ramen noodles, and we kind of keep you tethered to that. And so you'll stay
working.
You've
already got them tethered.
You'll stay everything.
And the law keeps them there.
And then people use it. You know, no, but tethered to the idea that you're basically going to live out this life as meaningless as you possibly can.
Listen, if something happened and somebody was sent to prison because of something they did to my family, something heinous, right?
Okay.
I would want that person behind bars. But would I care if once a month they got a steak? They got a ribeye? No, I'd be like, you know what? Prison's hard enough. You can have that ribeye.
I mean, if anything, I feel like when it comes to prison, I'm like, anything can go from that perspective. Like, if you want to, like, if you can get it and you can get it freely.
Easy.
I mean, it's the wild, wild west to me. It's so far removed from they broke the law to get there to begin with anyway. Why should we be surprised that they're going to try to subvert the laws to begin with now in order to get a couple, I don't know, cigarettes?
Listen,
like, that's not like that shouldn't shock anybody.
We've taken their freedom. Give them a can of Old Bay, right?
I actually like that the can of Old Bay is sought after as the same way that marijuana and cigarettes are. Like in the prison, they don't give us Old Bay.
You gotta have a little heat, right? You gotta have a little flavor. I just want to know, because you're not putting Old Bay on steak. You're not doing that. You're putting it on crab legs?
Would you have made toilet hooch if you ever got sent to prison?
I think it's very apparent I would make toilet hooch.
I think so. I think
people
be my
would call
plan.
Me, my prison nickname would probably be hooch.
Toilet hooch would be hooch?
Not toilet hooch.
It's a wordy nickname.
I'm not a low class criminal. It's hooch.
It'd go one of two ways for me in prison. Either I would just work out all day, every day, or I would be hooch guy. I would just drink all day, every day. It's one of two ways.
I think it
one
go.
One of two ways.
I think it go
I think
a third
way. We both
way.
Know which way. Well, the third way.
And it would be it'd be the way nobody wants to talk about.
What is that way?
I don't know.
Please describe that
I
way
think,
to me.
I think you would be trading goods and services for protection.
Reading books all day? Yeah. Is that it?
To I'm a guy 6'2", that looks
230.
Like me.
I'm 6'2". Well, you always act like I'm like 5'5", 150 pounds.
No, it's the personality. It's the personality. You're a pacifist, right? You don't like confrontation, all right? So maybe give them a little love to make sure.
We do a lot of it on this show for someone that doesn't like it.
Because I love confrontation.
So is the third
round? I'm going to be running the gang,
listen,
guys. I'm all right.
I don't like this third route for me in prison, by the way. This is not...
Well, don't go to prison.
It's not the way... But that's my intention.
Now,
my intention is to never go to prison.
Now do you see why they should get a steak?
You enjoy your hooch.
Get a different cut of meat.
You enjoy your hooch. You're going to form a gang in there that's going to be just a... We know what type of gang you're going to form in there.
What kind of gang is it?
Yeah, we know.
Enjoy the bulge. I hear is I'm going to be popular. That is Quick Hits.
Apparently me too.
With me, ironically. Credit for Shador and the Browns Rumor Mill in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.